弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
如果说在这里聚会哦，是算一个支派的话。
So if we say that our gathering here is one tribe.
今天我们大概只有半个支派在这里啊。
So we probably only have half the tribe here today.
感谢主，因为今天要交通的是关乎到便雅悯支派。
So we thank the Lord today. My sharing has something to do with the tribe of Benjamin.
主给我这个负担呢，因为实在，我们知道，当我们每一个被主拯救回来的人，我们都在主里面是一个身体。
As we know, all of us who have been saved by the Lord are in one body.
所以应该是所有的人都进到那个主耶稣基督的丰富丰盛里面。
So everyone is supposed to enter into the abundance of Christ.
也就是用旧约的话，就是全体都进到迦南。
In the Old Testament, that's represented by the entire group entering Canaan.
所以我想用这一个题目来提醒我们，也勉励我们。
So I believe that this message will remind us.
我们开始前还是有点祷告。
Before we begin, let's have another word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你把这段时间赏给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have once again given us this time.
我们求主使用这个时间。
Lord, we ask that you would use this time.
圣灵膏我们每一个人。
May the Spirit anoint every one of us.
主啊，若是你喜悦的话，就求主真的是 将这个话重重的摆在我们里面。
Well, word is according to your will. May you plant it into our hearts.
主，好叫我们能够听见，我们的耳朵能够打开。
May our ears be open that we can hear you.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
We commit this time into your hands.
主啊，求你说话。
May you speak to us.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 为什么我会讲便雅悯呢？
So why am I talking about Benjamin?
我们知道保罗他就是便雅悯支派的。
So we know that Paul was a member of the tribe of Benjamin.
在保罗他得救之前呢，他非常以他自己的这个身份为傲。
So before Paul was saved, he was very proud of this position.
所以我们先可以看一段经节啊，在腓立比书。
So let's all turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
3. 我们从第三节念起。
Let's start reading in verse 3.
这里保罗他是说，我们不当以肉体来夸口。
So here Paul is saying that we should not boast in the flesh.
但是呢，他知道大家常常用肉体来夸口。
Because he knows that very often we boast in our flesh.
所以他这里来提醒弟兄们。
So here he reminds us.
第三节，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
So in verse 3 it says, For we are of the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着。
Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more.
第五节，我们这边稍微注意一点。
So let's pay attention to verse 5.
我第八天受割礼。这边他说第八天受割礼，什么意思呢？他不是以实玛利的后裔。
So here it says circumcised the eighth day. This means that he was not of the family of Ishmael.
以实玛利是13岁之后才受割礼的。
As you know, Ishmael was 13 when he was circumcised.
好，下面我是以 我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。
Continuing in verse 5, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee.
所以这边有一个身份，保罗他非常以他是便雅悯支派的为夸口。
So here Paul is saying that if he were boasting in the flesh, he would have his position as the tribe of Benjamin to boast in.
所以呢，我们来想想看，为什么便雅悯有什么好夸口的
？So let us think, what's so special about the tribe of Benjamin?
我在这边也，虽然我们当中可能年轻人不多，但是实在是鼓励，也提醒年轻人。
So here, although we do not see many young people here today, I also want to encourage our young people here.
便雅悯是雅各的十二个儿子中的一个。
So as we know, Benjamin was one of 12 sons of Jacob.
也是最小的一个。
He's also the youngest one.
然后呢，十二个儿子里面，大家知不知道，只有便雅悯，他是在迦南地出生的。
And additionally, of the 12 sons, Benjamin was the only one who was born in the land of Canaan.
其他的儿子全部都是雅各在巴旦亚兰生的。
The rest of his sons and his daughter were born when Jacob was in Padan Aram.
约瑟也是在巴旦亚兰生的。
Joseph was also born in Padan Aram.
所以便雅悯跟其他的弟兄们都不一样。
So Benjamin was somewhat different from his siblings.
他一出生就在迦南地。
When he was born, he was already in Canaan.
这就好像我们当中有很多孩子们一出生就在基督徒的家庭里面。
So this can be drawn as a parallel to today when many young people here are born in a Christian family.
一出生就好像在那个丰盛之地。
So it's as if when you were born, you were already in the land of abundance.
所以这是保罗，他说他是便雅悯支派，他是有可夸的。
So according to this, Paul says that as a tribe of Benjamin, he has something to boast in.
但是呢，便雅悯支派是一个很特别的支派。
But on the other hand, Benjamin is a very special tribe.
我们今天来看一看啊，因为蛮有意思的。不过我相信大概弟兄姐妹们对这个都不是很熟悉。
So let's take a look at this. Although I know that probably most brothers and sisters aren't too familiar with this.
约瑟跟便雅悯是雅各最疼爱的两个孩子。
So as we know, Jacob showed most of his love towards his two sons, Joseph and Benjamin.
因为他们是拉结生的。
Because they were born of his wife Rachel.
拉结是雅各最爱的一个妻子。
And we know that Rachel was the wife that Jacob loved the most.
他因为拉结的关系呢，所以他把那二十年呢，就当作好像几天一样。
So for Rachel's sake, the 20 years he was in Padan Aram, he treated it as if it were just a few days.
他虽然被他那个拉班他的岳父骗了，但是呢，他还是愿意忍受。
So though he was tricked by his in-law Laban, he still endured.
所以呢，拉结所生的这两个孩子呢，是雅各他心最爱的。
So these two children that Rachel bore to him are the two that he loved the most.
我们来看一下，在雅各他最后，在年老的时候，他为了他十二个儿子祝福。
So let's take a look at the blessings that Jacob gave when he was in his old age.
很稀奇的，我们可以看见他对便雅悯怎么说。
So let's see what he said for Benjamin.
他这些祝福呢，都是预言。
So all of these blessings were prophecies.
每个预言都实现了。
And each prophecy has come to pass.
那我们来看看他对便雅悯是怎么说的。
So here's what Jacob said to Benjamin.
我们来看创世纪第49章27节。
So let's read Genesis chapter 49, verse 27.
便雅悯是个撕裂的狼，早晨要吃他所抓的，晚上要分他所夺的。
Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil.
很稀奇哦，他这个祝福哦，这个预言呢，好像跟我们心里想象的都不太一样。
So this prophecy doesn't quite match what we would normally think.
我们想便雅悯是他最爱的。
So we know that Benjamin is the son that he loved the most.
但是呢，为什么他这边讲到便雅悯，他说便雅悯是个撕裂的狼。
So, but then, why is it that here it says Benjamin shall raven as a wolf?
早上要吃他所抓的。
In the morning, he shall devour the prey.
晚上要分他所夺的。
And at night, he shall divide the spoil.
所以从这里我们知道，便雅悯支派是一个很好勇善战的支派。
So from here we know that Benjamin is very aggressive.
他们非常好斗。
They love to pick fights.
他们很凶残。
And they are very ferocious.
所以刚才弟兄一开始有提到，在士师记的时候，我们看见了。在圣经里面记载的便雅悯就是如此。
So when our brother mentioned the book of Judges, you see how Benjamin is such.
但是我们心里会有纳闷啊，奇怪，这个十二个儿子里面，就是便雅悯，他只有他生在迦南地。
So now we may feel a bit strange. So of the 12 children, Benjamin was the only one born in Canaan.
怎么他好像跟其他的人完全不一样？
So why is he so different from his other siblings?
好像我们当中的年轻的孩子们，这一出生就在这个基督徒的家庭里面，怎么所显示出来的跟我们心里想的好像完全不一样？
So it's like our children who are born here in a Christian family, and yet they are quite different from what we imagined.
其实呢，不单单我们这些年轻的孩子一出生就在基督徒的家庭里面。
So it's not just that our children were born in a Christian family.
其实我们所有神的儿女，个人，我自己学习到，我们就好像便雅悯有这样的性格一样。
But actually, it's not just our young people who were born in a Christian family. From what I have learned, all of us are like Benjamin.
我们非常好斗。
We love to pick fights.
我们好辩。
And we like to debate.
所以我们从教会历史也看见。
So in church history, we also see this.
一次又一次，为什么教会失败？
So time and time again, why does the church always have failures?
就在我们这些人身上。
It is because of such people as we are.
所以今天交通一些从便雅悯身上，我们看看我们可不可以从当中学习到一些教训。
So today, as I share from the tribe of Benjamin, let's see if there's anything we can learn.
其实便雅悯呢，他们在四世纪，等一下我们会交通的时候，但在之前呢，其实他们就出过一件大事。
Actually, before the event in Judges, Benjamin has already encountered one major difficulty.
我们知道当迦南有饥荒的时候，他们所有的以色列族都迁移到埃及。
So as you know, during a great famine in Canaan, the entire family of Israel, of Jacob, they went down to Egypt.
直到最后摩西把他们全部带出来。
And they stayed there until Moses came and took them out.
重新回到神所应许的那流奶与蜜之地。
So then they prepared to return to the land that the Lord had promised them, the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以照理来讲啊，便雅悯支派应该是最向往迦南。
Supposedly, Benjamin should be the tribe that most desires to go back to Canaan.
应该比他其他的弟兄，因为他要回到他出生的地方。
Because he's going back to the place where he was born, he should be more enthusiastic than his brethren.
但是呢, 从圣经我们来看啊,
but as we look in the Bible, we see something quite strange.
我们知道当, 摩西带着以色列人出埃及, 然后呢,他们在旷野中漂流, 那他们要进迦南之前,
so we know that when Moses brought the children of Israel out, they wandered in the wilderness, and right before they were entering Canaan,
他们数点, 就是以色列支派有多少人, 他们数了两次,
so we know that they took a census of the entire nation of Israel two times.
第一次呢, 是他们, 刚刚出埃及地, 然后他们数点呢, 第一次的数点呢, 目的是要征战, 是要打仗。
So the first time they took a census was after they came out of Egypt, and the purpose of it was to prepare for war.
因为他们要看有多少能够拿刀的, 可以, 到迦南地, 要怎么来征战。
They wanted to see how many people were ready to take up the sword and fight in the land of Canaan.
第一次数点呢, 60万。
So the first time that they counted the people, they had 600,000.
那第二次呢, 等直到过了38年以后, 他们这一次准备要进迦南了, 他们又数点一次。
So the second time, 38 years later, when after they had wandered in the wilderness and they were ready to return to Canaan, they took another census.
但这一次数点呢, 跟第一次数点不太一样。
But this time, the way they did the census was a bit different.
为什么不太一样呢? 这一次数点呢, 他们不单单算有多少人可以拿刀要征战的。
So this time, they not only counted the people who were ready to take up a sword.
这一次数点呢, 他们还要数点有多少家族。
This time, they also counted how many families there were in each tribe.
因为他们进迦南这时候呢, 他们要什么? 分产业。
Because this time, when they entered Canaan, they had to be ready to divide the land for inheritance.
所以第二次数点, 还有一个很重要的目的,要分产业。
So the second census had the important purpose of preparing for the inheritance.
我们来看一下, 在民数记,
so let's read Numbers.
民数记26章,
chapter 26,
38节,
verse 38.
按着家族便雅悯的众子，属拉比的有拉比族，属雅实别的有雅实别族，属雅西兰的有雅西兰族，属苏反的有苏反族，属户反的有户反族。
The sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shufam, the family of the Shufamites, of Hufim, the family of the Hufamites.
我相信大家念完了之后还是不清楚他们的名字怎么念。So
I'm pretty sure that after you finish reading, you're still not very certain of how to actually pronounce the names.
但是我想大家可以知道,我问一下大家,刚才念完,他有几个家族?
So after reading this, let me ask you a question. How many families were mentioned?
有几个? 大家都睡着了吗? 五个, 对不对?
So there's five, right?
Okay. 那这时候他们要进迦南有五个家族。
So now as they prepare to enter Canaan, they've counted five families.
我们来看创世纪第46章。
But now let's turn to Genesis chapter 46.
我相信我们大概 这个是不太容易啊。 创世纪46章的第21节。
So in Genesis chapter 46, verse 21.
我想我就不念了, 但是这上面呢, 大家可以数数看呢, 便雅悯他有几个儿子。
So now I won't read it, but let's have everyone count how many families are in the tribe of Benjamin.
十个。
There should be 10.
所以便雅悯最后进迦南的只有半个支派。
So when the tribe of Benjamin entered Canaan, only half of the tribe was present.
我们从来不知道便雅悯竟然进迦南的时候只剩下半个支派而已。
So we never noticed when Benjamin entered Canaan, only half of the tribe entered.
这是一个很算是一个悲剧啊。
So this is a tragedy.
照理说便雅悯应该是全支派的人都要进，都要最比其他人更想进去。
So supposedly, the entire tribe of Benjamin should be the most enthusiastic about entering Canaan.
结果呢，他有半个支派竟然漂流在外面。
But in contrast, half of the tribe decided to wander outside.
所以在他们还没进迦南呢，就折损了半个支派。
So before they entered Canaan, they already lost half the tribe.
圣经呢并没有很清楚地告诉我们说到底究竟为什么他们少了半个支派。
Now the Bible doesn't specifically say why half the tribe went missing.
圣经是有一点点蛛丝马迹哦，就是稍微好像有一些暗示，但是并没有直接讲他们为什么发生什么原因。
There are a few implications, but there's no direct information.
所以我们并没有说十足的把握说是因为什么事情让他们没有有半个支派没有进去。
So we cannot confidently say that for such and such, half the tribe did not go into Canaan.
但是我们至少很确定的，便雅悯半个支派他就失落了。
But we do know that half of the tribe was lost.
我们知道以色列族啊有失落的十个支派。
So we've all heard of the 10 lost tribes of Israel.
但是那个呢都是他们进了迦南以后呢，北国，我们知道北国那时候以色列后来所罗门之后分裂成南国跟北国。
But that was all after Solomon, when the kingdom of Israel divided into a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
北国就是以色列国，他们在主前722年被亚述整个给掳走了。
So the northern kingdom was Israel, and in 722 BC, they were all taken captive by Assyria.
那是十个支派。
So those are the 10 lost tribes.
后来呢，南国呢，就是便雅悯支派跟犹大支派后来被巴比伦给掳走了。
Now in the southern kingdom, which consisted of Judah and Benjamin, they were taken captive by Babylon.
最后呢，我们知道当我们读旧约的，他们不是有回归吗？
So as we read the Old Testament, we know that some people returned to Israel.
所有回归的里面只有南国的两个支派。
All the people who returned were from the southern kingdom.
北国十个支派都失落了。
So we know that the entire northern kingdom, the 10 tribes were lost.
但是这边我们刚才念的是在这个之前，他们还没进迦南之前，便雅悯已经有半个支派不见了。
But what was just read here is something that happened much earlier, before they even entered Canaan. Already half the tribe was missing.
犹太的拉比呢，他们在读旧约这一段他们就觉得很有意思啊，所以他们后来发现在摩西要进迦南之前呢，带以色列进迦南之前呢，他们里面好像有个内战一样。
So when Jewish rabbis were reading this part, they found something interesting. Apparently before the children of Israel entered Canaan, there was something like a mini civil war.
就是有人呢不愿意再往前，有人要回头了。
So someone did not want to go forward, but instead insisted on going back.
如果我们仔细去看啊，那个他们走的那个旷野42站里面呢，其中就有他们那个是颠倒的。
So if we read the 42 stations that the children of Israel went through in the wilderness, we see that there were two stations that were flipped around.
所以不管怎么样，是究竟发生什么事呢？但是我们确定。便雅悯半个支派就失落了。
So regardless of what actually happened, we are very certain that half the tribe of Benjamin is missing.
那我们今天交通的不是说我们去问了这个失落的这个便雅悯支派是到哪里去了。
So today our sharing is not about where this tribe has gone.
但是我们知道，刚才我们念到雅各对便雅悯他所说的这一段预言呢，是在叫我们知道他便雅悯为什么会半个支派没有进去，实在是他们因着他们在神面前有这样一个性格，造成一个这样的悲剧。
But we know from the prophecy of Jacob that because of the attitude of Benjamin towards God, this is why there was such a tragedy.
那不单如此，他们进那个半个支派进了迦南以后，我们在士师记也读到一段。
But not only this, after this tragedy, when the half tribe that did enter Canaan, there was something else that happened.
士师记的最末了记载了一段悲剧。
So the end of Judges records another tragedy.
这段悲剧呢，其实在士师记这一段啊，我们知道他一开始说士师记十九章第一节。
So in Judges chapter 19 verse 1.
当以色列中没有王的时候，
and it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel.
那以及到士师记最后二十一章最后一节，
and now let's see the last verse in Judges 21.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In verse 25, in those days there was no king in Israel.Every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
那这段故事呢，记载的就是讲到便雅悯他们这个半个支派，他们最后的结局是怎么样。
So this story basically concludes what happened to the remaining half tribe of Benjamin.
十九、二十、二十一章。
In Judges chapter 19, 20, and 21.
便雅悯那时候呢，他们主要住的城呢叫做基比亚。
So during that time, most people of the tribe of Benjamin lived in a city called Gibeah.
这边发生了一件事情。
So here one incident occurred.
就是有一个人呢，在就是住在便雅悯有个老人呢，他接待了一个人。
So an elderly man of the tribe of Benjamin decided to allow another person to stay in his house.
那这个人呢，他有个妾。
So this man had a concubine.
我们没有办法全部，没有这个时间全部读，但是我们可以挑几节来读。
So now we don't have time to read through all the verses, but let's pick a few to read.
我们就知道那时候基比亚城呢，变成什么样子。
So we see what condition Gibeah had turned into.
我们可以说那个时候基比亚城跟索多玛俄摩拉一样。
So during that time, Gibeah was like how Sodom and Gomorrah were earlier.
但是我们不要忘记了，基比亚是在迦南。
But let's not forget, Gibeah is in the land of Canaan.
是他们以色列族住的地方。
And it's a place where the children of Israel lived.
怎么会变成跟索多玛俄摩拉一样？
So how did it turn into a city like Sodom and Gomorrah?
我们来念一下。在十九章第十二节。
So let's read verse 12.
主人回答说：“我们不可进不是以色列人住的外邦城，不如过到基比亚去。”
And his master said unto him, "We will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah."
又对仆人说，我们可以到一个地方，或住在基比亚，或住在拉玛。
And he said unto his servant, Come, and let us draw near to one of those places to lodge all night, in Gibeah or in Ramah.
他们就往前走，将到便雅悯的基比亚，日头已经落了。
And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belonged to Benjamin.
他们进入基比亚，要在那里住宿，就坐在城里的街上，因为无人接他们进家住宿。
And they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat him down in the street of a city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodge him.
所以你看没人接他们住宿。
So as you can see, no one wanted to open their house to them.
这个光景就知道不是很好。
So we already can see that their condition is not very good.
那我们再看啊，直接到后面，他后来有一个老人呢，回来从田间回来，然后呢就愿意接他们。
So when an old man came from his work out of the field in the evening, he was willing to take them into his house.
但是呢，你看二十节。
But look at verse 20.
这个老人呢，他讲了一句话。
See what he said.
老人说：“愿你平安，你所需用的我都给你，只是不可在街上过夜。”
And the old man said, "Peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants lie upon me. Only lodge not in the street."
表示他这个基比亚城的治安非常非常不好。So
we know that that in the city it is not very safe.
那后面我们看见，果然事情发生了。And
as we continue reading, we see that some incident did occur.
后来有一群匪徒，他们就敲这个老人的门，要求把这他所接待的人交出来。So
we see that a certain sons of Belial beset the city. We set the house round about, and they asked the man to bring out the people.
然后要做很糟糕的事情。
And they wanted to do bad things to them.
那老人不肯，但是他们就是硬是强迫，所以后来把那个妾交出去了。
So the old man refused, but then the men of Belial insisted. So eventually they took the concubine out.
最后第二天，那个妾呢？ 就倒在门口。
So the next morning, the concubine was fallen down at the door of the house.
后来这个人呢，他就把这个妾呢带回去，失手切了12块，然后分到以色列各支派当中。
And when the man was come to his house, he took a knife and laid hold on his concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces and sent her into all the coasts of Israel.
我们来看30节。
And let's read verse 30.
凡看见的人都说，从以色列人出埃及地直到今日，这样的事没有行过，也没有见过。现在应当思想，大家商议怎样办理。
And in verse 30, and it was so that all that saw it said, there was not such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it. Take advice and speak your mind.
我们可以想象到基比亚，就是便雅悯他们所在的这个大城呢，堕落到一个光景，跟索多玛、俄摩拉一样。So
as we can see, the city of Gibeah had fallen to such a state that it was like Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以在二十章呢，第一节就说，于是以色列从但到别是巴，以及住在 激烈地的众人都出来，如同一人聚集在米斯巴耶和华面前。So
we see in chapter 20, verse 1. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, unto the Lord in Mizpah.
但到别是巴，讲的就是迦南全地。So
Dan to Beersheba represents the entire land of Canaan.
所有的以色列支派都聚集，然后一起如同一人。So
every tribe was gathered together as one man.
因为这件事情，这个罪一定要对付。Because
they knew that they had to deal with this sin.
所以他们全部聚集在一起，然后他们要求便雅悯支派在基比亚城的要把这些人交出来。So
they came to Gibeah and they asked the people of Benjamin to bring out these men of Belial.
但是我们知道，在这故事里面呢，继续读的时候，便雅悯支派不肯。But
as we can see, the tribe of Benjamin was unwilling to do such a thing.
他们不愿意对付罪。They
were unwilling to deal with sin.
为什么？他们觉得自己很强。Why?
Because they felt that they themselves were pretty strong.
他们不怕。They
were not afraid.
他们就像撕裂的狼一样。They
were like the ravenous wolf.
他们虽然 当时候失去了半个支派，但他们现在一样，他们还是不愿意面对自己这样的一个光景。
So So even though they had already lost half a tribe, they were unwilling to deal with their current condition.
所以呢，在圣经里面记载呢，当以色列全部聚集呢，有四十万。
So we see that the Bible records when the entire nation of Israel was gathered together, there were 400,000.
那便雅悯呢，他们聚集呢，他们拿刀的有26,000人。
And the children of Benjamin were about 26,000 men.
那在基比亚城呢，更厉害，他们有700个精兵。
And in Gibeah, there were 700 chosen men.
我们看圣经怎么形容，我们就知道说，便雅悯这个支派哦，是怎么个好斗法。
So as we see the Bible, we can read how aggressive the tribe of Benjamin was.
你看，我们在第十六节，第二十章十六节。
In chapter 20, verse 16.
在众军之中有拣选的700精兵，都是左手便利，能用机旋甩石打人。
In Judges chapter 20, verse 16, among all this people, there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at a hairbreadth and not miss.
你看这边讲到，他们都用左手。
So we see, they all used their left hands.
便雅悯这个名字哦，你知道在希伯来文是什么意思吗？
So what does the name Benjamin mean in Hebrew?
右手之子。
Son of my right hand.
本来拉结呢，他在难产的时候呢，他要取这个孩子的名字叫做便俄尼。
So when Rachel was in childbirth, she wanted to call the name of this child Ben Omni.
便俄尼是那个Son of Sorrow, 就是那个忧愁之子。
Now Ben Omni means Son of my sorrow.
因为那时候她产难。
Because during that time she was in difficult labor.
但是雅各说不，我要取她叫做便雅悯。
But Jacob said no, he wanted to call his name Benjamin.
右手之子。
Son of my right hand.
那我们知道圣经里面右手讲到什么？
So what does the right hand mean in the Bible?
讲到能力。
It means strength.
所以便雅悯很有能力。
So Benjamin is very strong.
但我们这边看哦，他左手呢便利。
But as we can see, they were very skilled with their left hands.
那在圣经里面讲到左手呢，就是讲到他的技巧。
So when the Bible speaks of the left hand, it mentions their skill.
所以在十二个支派当中，没有人比便雅悯更厉害，更会打仗。
Basically, in the nation of Israel, there was no tribe that was more skilled in war than the tribe of Benjamin.
所以便雅悯他们很骄傲。
So the tribe of Benjamin was very proud.
他根本就不怕这些人。
They weren't even afraid of such people.
结果我们看呢，一开始果然没错，以色列其他支派呢打不过他们。
And as we can see, at the very beginning, the other tribes of Israel could not defeat Benjamin.
直到后来神告诉犹大说要把他。便雅悯交在他们的手中。
That was until the Lord said to the tribe of Judah that he would deliver the tribe of Benjamin into their hands.
所以最后的结果呢，我们来看一下。
So let's see the end result.
在第二十章啊，第四十七节，我们从四十六节开始。
So let's start reading in Judges 20, verse 46.
那日便雅悯死了的，共有25,000人，都是拿刀的勇士。
So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 20,000 and 5,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor.
只剩下600人转身向旷野逃跑，到了临门盘，就在那里住了4个月。
But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months.
现在便雅悯支派只剩下600人。
So now the tribe of Benjamin only has 600 men left.
几乎整个全支派全军覆灭。
So the entire tribe now has been nearly wiped out.
这时候以色列人才发现大事不好。
So now the nation of Israel knew that they were in trouble.
因为他们发现他们十二个支派将要少了一个支派。
Because they just realized that they were that their 12 tribes they were about to lose one.
他们发现这个是不合神心意的。
And they know that losing an entire tribe is not according to the will of God.
所以这个征战呢，实在是不是属灵的征战，是一个肉体的征战。
So they see that this battle is not a spiritual battle, but a battle of flesh.
叫以色列人呢失去一个支派。
This battle of flesh was supposed to cause them to lose a tribe.
我们知道神的见证呢是要全部。
So we know that the testimony of the Lord is to have the whole thing.
在启示录呢，我们也看见那个十二个支派的名字。
So in Revelation, we see how it mentions all 12 tribes.
所以这个叫神的名大大的受到羞辱。
So losing a tribe would bring great shame to the name of God.
所以他们呢才想办法怎么样让便雅悯这个支派不要灭绝。
So now they began to come up with a plan to not exterminate the tribe of Benjamin.
所以我们说四世纪最后呢是一个悲剧的结束。
So we see that the book of Judges ends in tragedy.
所以神的手在便雅悯支派这个身上呢是够重的。
So the hand of God on the tribe of Benjamin is very heavy.
值得提醒我们，当我们在走这条路的时候，我们也要谨慎小心。
So this reminds us that as we walk upon this way, we have to be alert and be careful.
我们是不是跟便雅悯一样，我们好战、好斗、好辩，在我们弟兄当中？
So are we like Benjamin? Are we aggressive? Are we full of debating? And do we like to pick fights with our brothers and sisters?
我们一不小心就让一个弟兄跌倒。
If we're not careful, we cause a brother to fall.
我们一不小心就让一个弟兄流血。
So if we're not careful, we cause a brother to bleed.
不要多，你看，只要一个支派，就让整个神的见证给毁灭。
We see, it doesn't take much. Just one tribe going bad, and it can cause the entire testimony of God to fall.
教会也不要多，一个人就可以把整个神的见证给毁了。
So even in the church, it's the same.Only takes one person to destroy the testimony of God.
我们感谢主，他实在有他的怜悯。
But we thank the Lord that He has His mercy upon us.
我们如果继续看下去，会发现神果真他的手在便雅悯身上继续有工作。
Because we see that the hand of God continues to do His work in the tribe of Benjamin.
我们知道以色列刚才讲到说以色列中没有王，对不对？这四世纪的末尾。
So we see that the book of Judges ends that there was no king in Israel.
那时候呢，最后是撒摩尔做士师的时候。
So when Samuel was the last judge.
那因为呢，撒摩尔的儿子呢，也不是很好。
So Samuel's children were not very good.
所以呢，以色列人呢，就说我们要一个王。
Then Israel insisted that they wanted a king.
那我想我们大家都知道以色列第一个王是谁，是扫罗。
We all know that the first king of Israel was Saul.
奇不奇妙？
Is it not amazing?
扫罗是哪个支派的？
What tribe was Saul from?
那我想大家现在都知道了。
So I think everyone knows now.
便雅悯支派。
The tribe of Benjamin.
他们便雅悯几乎要亡了。
So even though Benjamin was almost completely destroyed,
后来把这个剩下的600人留下来。
When the 600 were left,
这个600人之后的后裔出了一个扫罗。
So from the descendants of the 600, one was Saul.
虽然我们知道扫罗成为王并不是神心意中所要的这个王。
So even though Saul was not someone who followed the will of God,
但是他是以色列第一个王。
But he was the first king of Israel.
他代表的也还是肉体。
He still represents the flesh.
我相信大部分弟兄姐妹都知道扫罗的故事。
So I think most people know the story of Saul.
但是扫罗为什么会成为王呢？
So why did Saul become king?
实在是因为他是便雅悯人。
Because he was the tribe of Benjamin.
因为他们要的王是什么？是会征战的。
The people wanted a king who knew how to fight.
扫罗呢, 他高人一等,
Saul was very tall.
所以他自然就被选为王,
Naturally, he was chosen to be king.
但是呢, 神很奇妙,
but the Lord is amazing.
后来神暗暗地让撒母耳去膏了大卫。
Later on, God told Samuel to secretly anoint King David.
那我们知道呢, 扫罗代表肉体,
if Saul represents the flesh,
所以肉体呢, 跟圣灵相争,
the flesh and the spirit are always in conflict.
扫罗就逼迫大卫,
so Saul persecuted David.
甚至要追杀大卫,
he even wanted to kill David.
大卫就一直躲,
David continued to hide.
大卫呢, 曾经有两次,
but then David had two opportunities
他可以杀了扫罗,
in which he could have killed Saul.
但他没有这么做,
and yet, David never did this.
他随从的人都纳闷,
the people who followed him were very surprised.
因为他今天若杀了扫罗以后,
everyone knows if David killed Saul,
他明天就立王了,
the next day he will be king.
但是, 大卫没有这么做,
but David never did such a thing.
他若杀了扫罗, 十字架的功课就没了,
if he killed Saul, the work of the cross will be gone.
神还在大卫身上, 还在继续带领,
David, God was still doing his leading on David.
所以大卫就等, 等, 等,
so David just waited and waited and waited.
他让神自己来做,
he let God do his own work.
所以大卫的灵呢, 代表的基督的灵,
so David's spirit is a representation of Jesus' spirit.
所以基督的灵呢, 在当中做工,
so the spirit of Jesus was doing its work.
所以最后连扫罗都必须承认大卫实在是王,
so even in the end, Saul had to confess that David was king.
所以直到扫罗呢, 他被杀了以后,
so after Saul died,
大卫, 他为他哀哭,
David mourned and wept for Saul.
大卫他并没有说扫罗死了以后呢, 他就开香槟庆祝了。
David did not take a bottle of champagne and start celebrating and partying when Saul died.
没有，他为了大卫哭，大卫为了扫罗哭。
But no, instead, David mourned and wept for Saul.
他也没有马上成为以色列的王。
Neither did he become king of the entire nation of Israel immediately.
那时候他只是犹大的王。
During that time, he was only the king of the tribe of Judah.
因为他是犹大支派的。
Because he was from the tribe of Judah.
他还是等。
He was still waiting.
他等到其他的众支派都愿意立他为王。
He waited until the remaining tribes wanted him to be their king.
而且我们知道大卫呢, 他还恩待扫罗的后代。
And we know that David showed kindness to the descendants of Saul.
大家记不记得扫罗他的孙子他儿子约拿丹他有个儿子叫做米菲波设。
So we know that Saul's son Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth.
他是一个瘸腿的。
He was lame on his feet.
他当时以为完了，大概所有扫罗的这个子孙都要被大卫杀了。
So when Saul died, Mephibosheth probably thought that he was doomed because the entire descendants of Saul would be killed.
但是大卫没有这么做。
But David did not do such a thing.
他把米菲波设接来。
Instead, he brought Mephibosheth into his palace.
与他一同坐席。
He ate a feast with him.
这是大卫的灵。
This is the spirit of David.
所以我们知道为什么大卫最后他可以坐在那个宝座上。
So why could David sit on the throne?
12个支派全部臣服在大卫的手中。
And why did the all 12 tribes put themselves under David's throne?
实在大卫他是合神心意的。
It was all because David obeyed the will of the Lord.
扫罗呢, 他代表肉体。
Saul represented the flesh.
他还是代表那个便雅悯支派那个非常强、非常显露的肉体。
He still represents the strong and the very obvious flesh that Benjamin represented.
但是, 直到米菲波设之后,
up until time of Mephibosheth,
我们很稀奇看见, 便雅悯这个支派, 就好像跟雅各一样, 在神的手中,
but during this time, it was like God's hand on Jacob. They all changed.
我们看之后哦, 在圣经里面, 很少提到便雅悯,
we see that from then on, the Bible rarely mentions Benjamin.
当圣经提到这些回来的, 或者是提到, 都只提到说, 犹大和耶路撒冷,
later on, whenever the Bible mentions the southern kingdom, it always mentions Judah and Jerusalem.
因为便雅悯支派, 大家如果, 你有地图的话, 你可以看见便雅悯支派在哪里。
So if you look at the map, you can see where Benjamin is.
他们就在耶路撒冷这一带。
They dwelt in the region of Jerusalem.
他们南边呢, 就是犹大支派。
So their south is Judah.
之后我们再也看不见便雅悯这个支派。
From later on, we no longer see the name Benjamin.
因为这个支派呢, 消失在大卫的宝座里面。
Because they eventually live in David's palace.
所以只有看见犹大和耶路撒冷。
From then on, we only see the names Judah and Jerusalem.
所以后来为什么有人叫犹太人呢?
So why are people called Jewish people?
没有人叫便雅悯人。
No one's called a Benjamite.
因为便雅悯他完全消失在大卫的宝座之中。
Because they all remained in David's palace.
所以我们知道在征战里面, 有属灵的征战, 但是也有肉体的征战。
So we know that in terms of battles, there are spiritual battles and battles of the flesh.
我们今天所看见的是一个属肉体的征战。
So we see here a battle of the flesh.
神要对付。
This God has to deal with.
神要叫他的见证能够成为在万民当中
God wants His testimony to be one in which all nations will honor.
所以即便有像便雅悯这么凶残、这么好斗的这样一个支派在里面,
so when there's this aggressive and fierce tribe like Benjamin,
但是神的手在当中不放过,
the hand of God will not let this go.
所以实在求主提醒我们,
so may the Lord remind us,
特别是当我们这些好像已经进了迦南的,
especially us who seem as if we have already entered Canaan,
当我们享受这个神那测不透的丰富的时候,
as we partake of the blessings and the abundance of Christ,
我们要常常的提醒,
we must be constantly reminded,
因为在教会2000年的历史里面,
in 2000 years of church history,
我们看见太多便雅悯人,
too many times we see people of the tribe of Benjamin
在那边斗, 在那边撕裂, 在那边分食,
they're debating, they're causing division, and they're fighting.
结果叫神的见证实在是羞辱,
and they brought shame to the testimony of God.
我们今天在神的家中是不是也是如此?
And today in the house of God, are we the same?
我们是不是 什么都觉得是我的权利, 我是这样做, 我应该这样做。
Do we feel like everything is we have our own power, what we want is what we want?
我们是不是真实的消失在大卫的宝座, 也是基督的宝座里面呢?
Or have we brought ourselves into David's throne, which is Jesus' throne?
好叫在这个还剩下不多的时候,
so while there is not much left,
主要来, 主说他要来, 就快要来了。
Jesus has already said, if he comes, he comes quickly.
他能不能够在这个地上, 还能够找着一般, 能够真的是消失在他的宝座里面的。
On earth, can he find people who have brought themselves under his throne?
特别再一次鼓励我们当中的年轻人。
And I would also like to encourage the young people here.
你们很多一出生就在神的家中。
Many of us, when we were born, we were already born in a Christian family.
你们听过的圣经的故事，圣经的教导，很多很多。
You have heard many things about stories of the Bible and many doctrines.
很多你们可能都觉得熟的都不愿意再听了。
Many things you are so familiar that you are unwilling to hear it again.
每个星期有好好多次的聚会。
Every week there are so many gatherings.
但是你们是不是像那个便雅悯没有进迦南的那个半个支派呢？
But are we like the half tribe of Benjamin that did not enter Canaan?
还漂流在外面。
Still wandering in the wilderness.
连迦南都没进去。
Even never entered Canaan.
便雅悯是生在迦南的。
Benjamin was born in Canaan.
但最后有半个支派却在旷野漂流。
But in the end, half of the tribe just remained in the wilderness.
按着神的应许，没错，最后这些失落的支派都要回来。
According to God's will, it's true. Every lost tribe will return to Israel.
但这个故事里面是否也提醒我们，我们的年轻人，我们在这个当中，从小就好像享受神家中的丰富的，是否你里面就好像流荡在外面？
So it reminds us, especially the young people, if you have been born here and you have lived your entire time here as if you had all the abundance of Christ, is your heart still wandering outside?
那我们在神家中的人，我们是否像那个便雅悯那个半个支派进迦南那个半个支派一样，我们又好斗，我们又好战，我们又好辩？
And for those of us who are already in Canaan, are we like that tribe of Benjamin where We are full of aggressiveness, we are full of debate, and we love to fight.
但愿我们不会像那个四世纪最后那个结尾一样。
May we not be like the end of Judges.
几乎整个支派都没了。
Nearly the entire tribe was annihilated.
但愿我们把我们自己，好像我们右手、左手都很厉害的，我们的能力全部放下。
May we lay down our strength, even though it is as if our left hand and our right hand are both very strong.
只有消失在大卫的宝座之下。
Only to remain in the throne of David.
并且大卫之后，所罗门出来，在平安的时候，圣殿才得以建造。
And later, during the time of Solomon, when there was peace, then was the temple built.
只有在平安的时候，教会才能够被建造。
Only in the time of peace can the church be built up.
即使大卫是神所立的王，大卫都不能建造圣殿。
Even though David was chosen by God, he could not build the temple.
因为他征战太多。
Because he had way too many battles.
流血太多。
Shed too much blood.
所以只要有征战，只要有流血，都不能建造。
In all battles and in all shedding of blood, there can be no building up of the church.
所以教会只有在和平的时候才能够建造。
Only in peace will the church be built up.
所以但愿这些能够提醒我们。
May this remind us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你把这些血淋淋的教训摆在我们面前的时候，主啊，我们能够谦卑俯伏在你面前。
Lord, as you bring these pieces of instruction to us, may we bow down ourselves and lay ourselves before your feet.
主啊，但愿我们真的是看重你自己的见证。
May we look highly upon your testimony.
叫我们不羞辱你的见证。
May we not bring shame to your testimony.
叫我们不轻看你的见证。
May we not look down on it.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们是这么样的软弱。
Although we are weak.
虽然我们这个人是如此的在很多事情上面很刚硬。
Although our hearts are very hard in many things.
主啊，我们也不能跟弟兄们能够和睦同居。
And often we do not dwell with our brethren in unity.
但是主啊，你有丰盛的慈爱跟怜悯。
But Lord, we know that you have abundant love and mercy.
我们谢谢你还把我们真的是保守在你的手中。
We thank you that you have covered us within your presence.
你叫我们还有机会能够学习到这样的功课。
You give us more chances to learn this lesson.
主啊，叫我们实在不以自己的能力，不以自己行事，不以自己为主。
May we not look upon ourselves as our own, as our own.
主啊，我们但愿能够消失在基督的宝座里面。
May we put ourselves under the throne of Christ.
主啊，这些话如果你喜悦，求主继续在我们里面做工。
Lord, if these words are according to your will, may you continue to work in us.
主，好叫你的教会能够有机会在平安当中被你所建立。
That your church may be built up in time of peace.
主啊，我们再一次把我们众人交在你的手中。
Lord, we give all of ourselves into your hands.
但愿你恩待我们每一个。
May you give your grace to us.
我们这样感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we praise you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.